It's where your family's always number one, Brisbane's 96.5. Well, with the school holidays upon us, Leonie Smith joins us. She's a mother of four children, a cyber safety educator, speaker and presenter, and she's known as a cyber safety lady. Leonie, please tell us how you got this name.
Well, I had a client that kept calling me that. I was around at her house and she had a visitor and she said, "I can't talk right now, the cyber safety lady's here." And she said it often enough and I thought, actually, that's a pretty good tagline.
It is a good tagline. So you kept it, it stuck, and now you've trademarked it.
Yes.
One would hope so.
Yeah, that's right, because there's so many of us around, not.
Now, Leonie, I often think about this, I read this many years ago, that the internet is best described as like a large city. There's areas that you go to, there's areas that you shouldn't go to. Is that a good description?
It is, actually. I love the internet. I'm a total techno geek and have been for years and years and years and years. But I've grown up with the internet, more or less, and so I know where to go and where not to go. And what's happened, I call it too many noobs. And what's happened is that everybody has decided the internet's a great thing and they've jumped on without having that background and that history and not knowing which streets to walk down and which streets and suburbs to avoid.
How important do you think, Leonie, that cyber safety is?
Oh, it's essential. It's part of our life now. It doesn't really matter what socioeconomic group you're in, you're going to probably use the internet at some point. So it's really important that as we are all heading in that direction of using the internet for our jobs and education, for health and all those sort of things, that we know, we become streetwise, as you said, on the internet.
Leonie, with being a mum yourself, now, what would you recommend to other parents when it comes to setting up the computer? What's some tips?
Okay, well, first thing is that as we are all going mobile, you need to not only set up the computer so that it's safe to use for your children, depending on what age they are and what type of child they are, but you also have to look at the mobile devices that we're all using. We had a Japanese student stay with us last week and we were surprised to find out that none of his friends, in fact him, have a PC at home. They do everything on their on a mobile phone.
Wow.
So they come home and they do homework using a pen and paper, not typing. But it's quite possible that that is the direction that we'll all end up going as well. So to start with, it's really important that internet-enabled devices need to be kept in a family room, particularly when the children are aged 13 and under. And there's different ways that you can do that. If you set them up with a PC, that's hard to move around. If you give your child a tablet or iPad or iPod or some other sort of mobile device, then you need to have rules around that until you're old enough and mature enough to be able to use it safely. And that means supervision. And the biggest problem we have in this country and other countries at the moment is that whilst parents are, a lot of them are doing this and putting their computers in a main room or a family room, they're actually unable to supervise their kids because they don't know enough about what the children are doing online to recognise whether the children are using safe devices and safe apps. And that's the biggest problem that we have at the moment with cyber safety. So parents need to attend cyber safety talks or they need to be educated. They need to know and be able to recognise when their children are using something that is unsafe.
What other tips do you have for us?
Oh, loads. If you buy your child, and they're, say, under 13, an iPod or an Android device, find out where the parental controls are and set some up. You might not want to set all of them up, and it depends on each child as to how trustworthy they are. But don't ever give your child, particularly under the age of 13, a mobile device without parental controls. As far as PCs go, they all both have Windows and Mac have parental controls. Mac's parental controls seem to be easier to use than the Windows devices, in my opinion. So if you don't know where those controls are, a quick search of the internet and you'll find a how-to video. I've got a couple of how-to videos on my cyber safety website. The other thing is to start with some good habits. make some rules and limitations around the use of internet-enabled devices around your home. It might be that in the evening, everybody hands their mobile phones and their iPods in for recharging in the family room so that we don't have them in our bedrooms, because there are kids that are getting Skype calls and things like that at 2 o'clock in the morning, or they're using it to look at things that you'd rather they didn't look at. Make sure that with PCs, you also set up some timetables so that they're easy to follow for the kids. They're allowed to use the computer for gaming or for socialising, using social networks for a certain time period during the day and on the weekend, whatever time restrictions you think are suitable for your family. And keep up to date with what's going on by attending school cyber safety talks. Every year, there's some new app or some new device that comes out. So don't think, oh, well, I went to one last year, I don't have to go to the one this year. Most schools provide those for free for parents, and it's a really great way to stay on top of what's going on.
Yeah, it's all about being cyber safe. Leannie Lewis is the cyber safety lady. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ilya.